If I'm of grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter 8. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms Chapter 18, and it's the first day of the new month, and the festive season is here. I really thank God for how far He has brought us. Let's start with the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life, and I thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, while we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have failed to do, in what we have done, and what we have not done. Father, may you continue protecting us, may you continue guiding us. Father, I want to thank you for having brought us this far, Father, since the beginning of the year. We are now in the final month of the year. Father, may you continue protecting us, may you continue blessing us. All those who are in pain, all those in suffering, all those who are sick, Father, pray, may you extend your healing hand upon them, and may you heal them and help them achieve what they want to achieve in life. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let's go straight to our wonder chapter for today. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of the earth and the cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried out to the Lord, my God, for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him in his ears. The Lord trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke arose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. The dark round clouds of the sky came out of the brightness in the presence. Clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven in the voice of the Most High resounding. He shot his arrow and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning he routed them. The valleys of the seas were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of the breath from your nostrils, he reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to his righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He has rewarded me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord. I am not guilty of turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him, and I have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness in my hands in his sight. To the faithful you showed yourself faithfully. To the blameless you showed yourself blameless. To the pure you showed yourself pure. But to the devious you showed yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help I can advance against the troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. My Lord's word is flawless. His shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our Lord? It's not God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet, so that my ankles do not give way. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried out for help, but there was no one to save them. To the Lord, but he did not answer. I beat them as fine as wind-blown dust. I trampled them like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know now serve me. Foreigners cower before me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me before my foes. From a violent man you rescued me. Therefore I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. He gives the king great victories. He shows unfailing love to the anointed, to God and to his descendants forever. And that is where our Wonder Chapter 4 today ends. Let's go straight to today's message. The first one comes from verse 1. What does verse 1 say? The verse 1 says, I love you, Lord, my strength. Amen. As simple as that. I love you, Lord, my strength. Is the Lord your strength? Amen. Is he your strength? Ask yourself, is the Lord your strength? And if so, do you love him? Do you honestly love him, or you just love him by mouth? Amen. If you love him, what things have you done that show that you love him? Amen. What things have you done that show that you love him? What things have you done that show that you love him? Do you love him by not following the commandments? Do you love him by not using your talent for good? Do you love him by oppressing other people? So many times as Christians, we have decided to use words, you know? We just say things. I love the Lord. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is your strength, but how comes you never get on your knees to ask him? How comes he's never the first person that whom you run to when you have a problem? What kind of love is that? What kind of love is that? When you're going to verse 2, verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Is the Lord really your fortress? Is he really your salvation? Is he really your fortress? What things do you do that can show to the Lord, not even to us human beings, but to the Lord, that that's how you take him? Or you only need him when, you know, you are in times of pain, in times of need, in times of... Is that when you run to the Lord? What kind of love is that? Verse 6, when he tells us, in my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Amen. The Bible today is reminding us that the Lord listens to our cries. Amen. That the Lord is always listening to us. That the Lord is always ready on standby. Whatever is giving you a hard time, why don't you seek it to the Lord? Why don't you get on your knees and ask? Why don't you cry to the Lord instead of crying to that neighbor of yours who talks behind your back when you're not around? Why don't you take it to the Lord who doesn't judge, who doesn't use your past against you? Amen. When you go into verse 20, it says, the Lord has dwelt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands, he has rewarded me. Amen. Look at your hands. How clean are they? How free from sin are they? And you can be like, yeah, I wash my hands and sanitize. We're talking about our spiritual cleanliness. So many times we are so dirty. So dirty. Very, very. We are covered with guilt of sin. We are covered with, you can name it. But the Bible tells us that that is how the Lord will judge us. The Lord will not just sit down and make assumptions that for you I think you're a good person, for you I think you're a bad person. No, the Bible tells us that it's our actions that will decide our fate after this life. I always tell you, we are here on a journey. How clean, how white is your spiritual robe? Amen. Take time to clean it. Take time to get on your knees. Ask, repent of your sins. Stay humble. Actually, verse 27 says, you save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. Amen. Amen. You save the humble. You save the humble. And you bring low those whose eyes are haughty. If you ever put pride before the Lord, before your relationship with God, expect a big fall. Expect a big fall. Never, ever be too proud for God. And if you find that you're starting to develop that kind of bad pride, get on your knees and say, oh God, this is not part of me. When you go into verse 28, it says, you Lord keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. Is your lamp still burning? That light that was ignited when you were baptized, when you gave your life to Christ, is it still burning? Some of us don't even know where our lamps are. That's how astray we have gone. We don't even know where to start. We don't even know where to look. But the Bible today tells us that it's not too late. You can decide to relight that lamp and start afresh. Because it's the kind of God that we serve, a God who is not quick to judge, a God who is always willing to listen to us. And lastly, when you go to verse 32, it says, it is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. Amen. Do you feel like you are weak? Do you feel like you need some extra support? Get on your knees and ask of the Lord, for He will give you strength and He will keep you standing. That even when the storm is raging, that even when it's raining cats and dogs, that even when the situation is worse, you will stand still and it will shock you as well. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 18. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for the gift of life, Lord. Thank you for the gift of today's wonderful message. I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity, Father, to still be alive, Father, for all the times that you have gone astray, Father, for all the times that you have been so proud, for all the times that we have failed to acknowledge that you are the source of our strength. May you have mercy on us and may you pardon us. Father, may you keep us strong, Father. We know that we are going through a lot mentally, physically, academically, financially, name it, Father. We are going through so much, but you are our strength. You are our stronghold. You are our refuge. May you keep on guiding us and keep us in the path of righteousness so that one day we may rejoice in heaven with you. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.